Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver after the Indians' season came to a close last Friday.
Continuing local high school football on KNIA, joined by Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver after the Indians fall to Waukee 50-28 in the round of 16 postseason. Coach, I think your message coming in, the Indians were not going to be intimidated by Waukee. They'd played just as hard a schedule as them, and they came in and they proved that early on.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of our football team. The guys that we have in our locker room, they did a great job preparing all week, and their mindset and approach to this football game. They knew they were going up against a very talented football team. And, you know, anyone that was able to listen or watch that first half, it was just back and forth, just two really good teams throwing haymakers, you know. And unfortunately, we just didn't make enough plays in the second half to beat a really good football team. And but like I said, just really proud of our guys. I've 16 seniors that have provided great leadership and represented our community and in such a positive way. So I couldn't ask more. We lost tonight, but there's a lot of good things to a lot of great memories about the 2020 season.
Absolutely. It's just a wild season overall. I want to go back to that first half. It was kind of back and forth. Indianola takes a 14-13 lead, and then the turnover bug bites a little bit. And Waukee goes ahead by two scores, and I think it would have been easy for the Indians to maybe, okay, you know, Waukee took over. Maybe this is what was supposed to happen to some people. But they didn't. They come back and take a lead going into halftime.
I think it shows our grit and our determination. And, you know, we relish that underdog mentality, and we play with a chip on our shoulder. We talk about that a lot, you know. If you want to be respected, then you got to go out and earn respect. And that was just a little tidbit in the game where you're right, down two scores, and we could have just went into halftime or let them pile another one on us. And we made plays, we fought, and really gave us ourselves a great chance to win this football game going into halftime.
Yeah, and like you already mentioned, it just couldn't quite make enough plays in that second half. What was Waukee doing defensively that was working so well for them?
Yeah, well, we were moving the football in the first half, and we went three and out several times in a row, and you know, we struggled a little bit punting the football, and then they ran the football at us. You know, we really just didn't have an answer. I think our guys started to get tired a little bit, and we all know the difference, just the depth that Waukee has versus ours, and I think you saw that in the second half. But when, like I said, we never quit, and, you know, it wasn't anything fancy. They were running some power, some zone, some counter at us, and we just weren't able to make plays at the line of scrimmage tonight in the second half.
There's a question I asked you at the end of the Ankeny game, which wrapped up the regular season. What are you going to remember most about 2020? I know we'll probably ask that question again once we do our full season recap, but what comes to mind right now?
Oh, you know, just overcoming adversity, you know, and we talk about that life, about that a lot, you know, how football prepares you for life. And there was so much adversity that these young guys had to overcome. And that's what I'll remember. And I'll remember the 16 seniors that I'm just so proud of them. And like I said, hopefully our young players, the sophomores, the juniors, have really sat back and watched and understand what it takes to be committed and to be a, you know, not only a great football player, but a great person. And our seniors have really done that for us this year.
When you get into the off season, and again, far too early to even be thinking about that, but what do you think you're going to try and take from this year's kind of group of players and moving on and the lessons learned from this year for future Indianola football teams?
Yeah. I tell you what, the message all week has been, you know, no one has given you a chance. You know, everyone you talk to, everything you read, no one gave you a chance tonight. And but I let those guys know we're a really good football team. We are a really good football team, and we belong with the top teams in the state of Iowa. And that will be the message. And then it's just, it comes down to work and preparation and getting yourself ready. I mean, we got worn down in the second half. Okay, we've got to keep kids out. We've got to develop our talent, and we've got to get in the weight room and get bigger and stronger so we can hold up against big teams in a second half in a big football game like tonight's game against Waukee.
Final thoughts of the Indians season coming to a close against a really tough Waukee squad.
Yeah, just really proud of our guys. I'm fortunate to have an outstanding staff that puts in a lot of time. I think our teams are well prepared, and I can't thank my staff enough. Very fortunate. Many of those guys have been with me for my 17 years here. Just the great kids that we get to work with every single day. That's been a pleasure to be their head football coach, and I'm proud to say that I'm their head football coach.
Once again, that was Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.